From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lauren Green. Representative Cori Bush of Missouri is among more than 100 U.S. lawmakers backing the so-called Momnibus Act, which aims to cut the nation's high rates of maternal mortality among Black women. Holly Edgel of the Midwest Newsroom has the story.
Nationwide, Black women are three times more likely than white women to die from complications related to pregnancy and childbirth. The rates for Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska are similar. Monique Shaw is a doula and a senior fellow at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
It's really not the individual level factors that are at the root cause of the current crisis. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is that racism and discrimination within the healthcare setting is often a key cause.
The Momnibus Act would fund investment in social factors that influence maternal health outcomes. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Holly Edgel.
The Humane Society of the United States' most recent Horrible 100 report, which tracks puppy mills, found that 31 out of a selected 100 problematic puppy sellers in the U.S. are located in Missouri. According to the Columbia Missourian, Missouri topped the list for the 11th consecutive year in a row in 2023. Puppy mills are facilities that focus on breeding dogs quickly to make a profit, generally at the expense of the health and safety for the dogs. Today, there are still about 900 puppy mills located in Missouri. A pair of studies from the University of Missouri-Kansas City found construction companies in Missouri and Kansas are illegally misclassifying employees to cut down on payroll costs. The research, which received funding from the Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council, finds both states have more than 30,000 misclassified workers. Dave Wilson is a representative of the Carpenters Union. He says many employees are paid as though they're independent contractors.
They're told what time to show up. They're told what to do, you know, when they get there. They don't buy materials when they're working on a construction project. These workers are truly employees in every sense of the word.
Wilson says workers are paid in cash or a check that doesn't deduct income taxes or Social Security. Tens of millions of Americans stretching from Nebraska to Maryland could face strong thunderstorms tonight through Wednesday. These storms are expected to bring strong winds, flash flooding, and hail. The National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center says northern Missouri faces the largest threat of significant hail and tornado potential. May is generally considered the midpoint of tornado season, and it's during this time tornadoes can become strong enough to cause fatalities. Over the past few decades, some scientists have noticed tornadoes shifting farther east. While unsure of the exact reason, some speculate the western Great Plains are getting drier due to climate change. I'm Lauren Green, KBIA News, Columbia.